It's time for slam.
We back.
Back
with another episode of the Highline Podcast. We didn't record last week because it was the international break. And as you can see, it's not Funto that's here. Or if you can't see, you're going to be hearing a different voice today because it's not Funto that's here with me. Some would say he ran away, and I'd like to think he ran away, but he didn't. He actually had to go because he had work calls, even on a Sunday. And so I picked the next best option. The man, the myth, the legend himself. When I actually messaged him to come on, he fully thought I was picking on him because of what happened today. But welcome back, Uduak. Thank you for coming again.
No worries, man. Is your brother a Man U fan?
He actually is a United fan.
Wow. Yeah. He knows what he did.
Streets are saying he set work on Sunday in case this happened.
That's so excellent. I have no doubts that is what happened.
Yeah, man, let's start with them. There's no better place to start than what happened today in Manchester Derby. Man City 6, Man United 3. What did you make of the game?
Well, you should ask what I made of the first half because I didn't watch the whole game.
My dear.
It was obviously horrible. It was just. I won't say it was shocking because I didn't know how we were going to beat Man City, but just seeing it unfold was painful to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it was far from painful for me.
Yeah.
It was more joyful for me, but I think City were just on a completely different level to Man United in that first half. It was everything City. Every single thing was City. The first goal just sliced open the defense. The ball from Bernardo Silva, the finish from Foden as well. That was a ridiculous finish. The second goal, I don't know why Eriksen is blocking Haaland on.
Yeah, no, immediately Varane was not there for
second goal.
Corner. That was like, Varane is literally the only person in our team that has height. In our starting lineup, he's literally the only person that
They said Lisandro was winning aerial duels, so
Lisandro can't mark Haaland.
But they were saying he's winning aerial duels now.
For a corner kick, like, that is just not fair. That's not fair. You guys should leave him alone.
Great, that was second. And then the third goal, man, that pass from De Bruyne was out of this world.
He has done that like 4 times this season.
To me, do you know what he just looked like? And you watch basketball, so I know you've seen the play where the Lakers are playing Portland and Kobe just throws the ball up and Shaq is like, well, I'm gonna dunk this. That's just what the two of them have been doing this season. KDB is like, damn it. Haaland is in there somewhere. And Haaland is like, you're damn right, I'm in here somewhere. He's just a crazy person. Like,
and then Haaland now did the same thing for Foden. Like, if he's making passes like that, I do not want to watch Premier League.
The guy said his dream is to have 5 touches, 5 goals. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing him drop to the halfway line, linking play, playing Foden in. I'm like, what is this demon? Where was he? Haaland was not given birth to by a human being. He was made in a lab.
Yeah, Rand said that Haaland's dad, that Roy Keane might have won the battle against Haaland's dad, but his dad won the World Cup.
The moment Roy Keane stamped in, he entered, he went to the lab and started building this demon.
He said that this is why back in the day when people used to like go through villages and kill like the soldiers, that they used to kill their children too. That's what they should have done with Haaland. They shouldn't have allowed this happen. Uduak,
in all my years of watching Premier League football, and I've been watching Premier League football for a long time, I have never, ever, 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 one more ever for emphasis, never seen a player treat the Premier League like this.
It's disrespectful. Like, he guy has as many hat-tricks as Ronaldo, one of the Premier League greats.
He has as many hat-tricks as home games as he has had this season. What do we do about? I'm genuinely serious at this point. Any team that can hold Haaland to a blank, even if they lose, they deserve 3 points.
It's not fair. Like, this is not right. Like, this is, and he's 21.
How many goals do you think he's getting this season?
40. 45, 40 to 45. I'm not even joking. Like, this is not.
No, of course you're not. Even, like,
people,
of course,
like,
you're not.
As many matches as he plays this season, put 10, and that's the number of goals he would have.
Bro, some of the things he does, they're just like that second goal. I just can't stop thinking about it. Like, and then and his positioning, bro, he just knows where he's meant to be at the right time. KDB looks up, just throws him a lob, and he just puts it down every single time. Foden as well. When you talk about Foden, great performance from Foden. First goal in Manchester Derby, ended up scoring a hat-trick. We'll get to the United side of things, but conceding 2 hat-tricks in one game is disgusting.
It's crazy.
I
thought our defense was good.
I want to talk about Akanji as well. It was one of those signings. I literally thought, oh, City got bored and were like, oh, let's sign this guy. It seems like, you know, on FIFA, when you have too much money and you're like, I've not signed somebody in a long time.
Just sign somebody. Let's use it because they will take it away after this transfer window.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what they did. That's exactly what I thought they did. And he stepped in, had the performance of his life today. He did not deserve to concede 3 goals. He was over everything. Could argue that United attackers didn't really do much in the game, but I thought he was solid. I thought I liked the cameo that this guy had, the left back that they just got, Sergio Gomez. Cancelo was Cancelo. To think City had neither of Rodri, Diaz, Stones, or Laporte starting, and they were still able to put 6 past United. It's just obviously talking about KDB. I'm speechless, man. I think Grealish had a really good game as well. I think he caused Dalo a lot of problems down the right hand, left hand side. I think
Bernardo Dalo and Malacia had horrible.
Malacia was hooked at half.
Nightmares.
I think Bernardo was all over the place. Like, he was everywhere, winning balls back, winning duels, being Bernardo, doing Bernardo things. Blowing past players like they're not even there. It's just you look at that performance today and you're like, we cannot compete.
We just can't, man. That's what I was telling like many fans that were sad or upset. Like,
we cannot. I don't know if you've seen the video. I don't know if you've seen the video of Pep crying about Aguero, where they're like, we cannot replace him. Somebody now got the video again and said, Pep is such a liar.
But when he was crying, everyone knew he was lying.
We didn't know what he had in the works, man. This
guy lies so much. He's now going to have this guy for... Do you know that Haaland could play for 15 more years?
Duak, I have never seen this in my life before.
His positioning tells you that, like, when he's old and he's not as quick anymore, he's still going to be scoring goals. Like this guy is going to be scoring goals for like 15 more years. Do you know, that's like, I can't even calculate it.
I tell you, I haven't seen this in my life before. I have not. 14 Premier League goals in October.
People are cool with having 14 Premier League goals in two seasons. Yeah, you're saying a season in 2 seasons. Are you would kill for that?
Oh no, we don't talk about IU. We don't talk about IU and Crystal Palace Benteke. We don't talk about. But on the United side of things, I thought it was a pretty shambolic display. I thought it brought them back down to earth because their fans have been going off. Of recent, a lot of them were convinced they were going to win this game.
At best, what I was hoping for was a draw. I didn't know how that was going to happen, but that's what I couldn't see us winning Man City.
I thought the defending was shambolic. I thought they couldn't cope with City in the wide areas, which is pretty telling because City don't have any out-and-out wingers or didn't have any out-and-out wingers starting. I didn't think Varane had a great game for people to put the loss down to. his injury. I thought Lisandro was pretty poor as well. Yeah, I don't think Varane had that great of a game for people to say, oh, it was due to his loss. I think they were already 3-0 down before Varane went off. I'm not going to attack Lisandro, but he didn't have a great game.
None of our defenders had. Yeah. Even Eriksen had a bad game.
Eriksen was
awful. Bruno had a bad game.
Bruno.
Sancho had a bad game.
And that's what I want to talk about. Sancho. Certain people are still calling him 25 already. What do you make of him so far? Because his spell in the Premier League has been beyond pathetic.
It's not like I don't know how to explain it, man. Like I like Sancho.
I know you do, but I
like
Pepe.
I like Sancho.
Well.
No, I like Sancho a lot, but like the thing is that in games, he doesn't take the game for us. We have to already be in that mood for him to like join in. Basically, it doesn't strike me as the type of person that would take the game like scruff of the neck or like change it if we're down. But like, I feel like he's going to be better. And it's not just hope because I like him. And he has had a lot of time. That's fair enough. Like,
how much better can he get, especially playing out on the left wing? Because I can't remember the last time I saw him take on a player on the left wing. A lot of times he just steps, and passes back to the fullback. He lacks pace. Like, I thought FIFA was tripping when they used to give him 83 pace and all that, but he's really not quick. He doesn't score enough goals for you to forgive, you know, his outplay on the wing. And then you think for somebody as technically gifted as him and with the high football IQ that he has, he will get involved in the build-up a lot more than he does, but he's really not. So I guess the question is, do you see him as a left winger? Can you see him as a left interior eight? You know, because right now I don't see why he should be starting ahead of Martial. And I think your best left winger is Rashford.
No. Rashford is not best left winger.
Rashford is not great.
If Martial is fit, then I would hear
No, I'll throw Martial. I'll throw Martial.
Because Martial is not fit right now. That's why he's not playing.
I'll put Sancho out on the left. I'll put Rashford out on the left.
That's fair. That could be an option for Ten Hag when Martial is eventually fit. But right now, this front three is the best like we can offer right now. And like against Leicester, against Southampton,
I don't think he had great games.
It spells during games. Like he doesn't do it constantly. Like, he just needs to do it more. He needs confidence to be able to. Actually, because he can, like Sancho has the ability to get past players and to be involved in like build up and stuff with all these little flicks here and there, switching from left to right. Like, I just feel like it will come with time. Like, you are very unstable right now.
So, would you say his best position is out on the wing still?
Yeah, I would say he's on the left. Not on the right. Definitely not on the right. He's definitely a left winger. Someone that can cut inside and allow space for like the left back to like overlap. Because that's what Ten Hag likes. And that's why he wanted a left-footed player on the right as well.
So are you convinced with Sancho and Anthony being your wing pairing going forward?
I'm not convinced, but I feel like at this, like where we are right now, there are only actual wingers at the club.
Because
Rashford is the most, for me, I feel like he's the most central player. Because even when he plays on the left, he drifts centrally. So I would say their main, and I'm not convinced.
Okay, Rashford might not be your best left winger. But I think he's going to be way more impactful, especially with Martial up top, out on the left. We saw it against Liverpool.
Against Liverpool.
Yeah. The moment Martial came on and Rashford had those runs in behind, you saw what happened in the game when he scored the second goal. And I think for me, that's the best option for Man United right now. Because look at Anthony today. Before he scored, and the goal masks the bad performance for me because I don't think it was existent.
It doesn't mask the bad performance, man. That goal doesn't do anything for him at all.
I don't think he was existing.
He was very quiet. And the one time he even tried to take on Cancelo, they just threw him out.
That's what I'm saying. The problem I have is now, like, when I look at Saka, right, especially as a winger.
Saka was on drugs. Saka was on drugs in that. Like, I obviously, maybe I haven't watched, like, a full Arsenal game in a while, but, like, it looked like Saka was purposely, like, trying to take the game to these guys, like, with, like, by himself. Because there were times, like, he would run from right to the left or try and go through, like, 2-3 guys. Like, what is this guy on?
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, that's terrifying.
Even when I look at Saka right now, one thing I see about him is once there's space in front of him and he's attacking that space, 9 times out of 10, the defender comes out second best. And I don't see that with Sancho and Anthony. I see them...
Yeah, and it's not even just like the fact that he actually gets fast players. It's the willingness as well. Like,
exactly. They don't look willing to take on any players.
Like the half-turn. Thank or just you. Receiving the ball isolated to the defenders. Like, that's when you're meant to...
Thank you. And that exactly...
Like, you get past him, either you cut inside or you get past the outside and cross. Like, that's what you need to do on isolation. Like, that's what good... Say, Maximan, Zaha, Saka... All these guys, like, that's what they do when they're isolated, man. A man needs play. Like, the way we try and attack is that if he's not isolated, then he'll cut inside and the fullback will overlap. But when you're isolated, take on your man. Like, these Anthony and Sancho are meant to be, like, some of the best dribblers in Europe.
Facts.
But they're not using, like...
Facts.
Maybe I won't blame Anthony as much as Sancho yet, because he's still getting used to it. But yeah. Sancho has, like, been here for a while to know.
From what I've seen so far, though, I'm not convinced. I could be wrong. It's early days under Ten Hag's rule. The players could obviously improve. But right now, I'm not convinced. But what would you say? Do you think this is a huge bleep in the road for United, or is just taking on chin and move on in the next game?
It's just take on chin and move on, because, like, obviously nobody likes losing, but it's the only thing you can do. You can't dwell on things. So, like, especially
you're saying losing is the only thing you can do against City.
No. I mean, like, the only thing we can do is to look ahead. Like, that's the best thing we can do. Because, like, you can lose against City, but then, like, fans left at halftime, they're going to try and forget about this as quick as they can. And they can only forget about it if we start winning again. So
that makes sense.
That's what we have to just do. Put it behind us.
Let's move on to potentially the second best team in England. Arsenal, my guys.
I wouldn't even say potentially. I think you guys are the second best.
Teta's tricky. No, I said I'm never calling them that again. Teta's mighty reds.
Why don't you want to call them tricky reds?
Because I don't know if you noticed, but the last few seasons, Arsenal have played first on the first game of the season. And every time we play first, we win. I think aside Brentford. So when we win, I will now post a picture of the table and say stop the count, and from there on our season goes down. So I saw, and I'll be shouting Teta's tricky red. So I swore my life I was never going to put stop the count in my life again. I'm never saying Teta's tricky red ever again. But yeah, we blew Tottenham away. I saw Culture Camp saying something. He said sunshine kickoff under the sunshine in the Emirates can get peak for a lot of teams. And you think about it, like, this, the way we played yesterday from start to finish, we dominated them. Spurs had 15 minutes in that whole game.
Literally.
Arsenal, from start to finish, were the better team. I can't think of a player who had a bad game. People are going to come for Gabriel, but after that mistake, he settled down like he always does. I know he makes one too many mistakes, but he does cover up for it. I don't even want to get into Saliba, because if I start, I probably won't finish today. I won't pick up Ben White. For me, Ben White deserves probably the most praise out of every single Arsenal player this season, playing out of position, hasn't put a foot wrong. You can't even tell that he's a centre-back playing right-back. Zinchenko just takes our possession game to a completely different level. Like, that's definition of one man's poison, another man's meat. Because as City, nobody really thought of him as anything special. He comes in, you can see his technical quality is off the charts. I don't want to talk about five, even though he had an amazing game, and that goal he scored was just spectacular. We've already spoken about Saka. The kid is on drugs. Jesus,
guy. Oh my God. Oh my. The truth is, it wasn't the best goal. It was a scrappy goal. But like I said, it's not scoring that goal. Let's be honest with each other.
Is this guy on crack though? Like Loris, is he on crack? He literally fumbled the first save.
And the second
Romero threw him a lifeline and he said, nah.
But I think about Jesus, he was there to pounce in the past. Like I said, he's not going to score that, so I'll take that. Odegaard didn't have the best of games. But the last two names I want to talk about. First one, Gabriel Martinelli. I think he's the most improved player in the Premier League this season so far. I think you can just see how refined his game has been. He's not scared to take players on. His build-up is much better. You watch Arsenal and the fluidity with which the attackers interchange is just something incredible to see right now. You would not believe this is the same team you were watching two seasons ago that was going on 8-game losing runs, 8-game losing streaks and things like that. And then Granit Xhaka. Oof. Last time we had an episode, I was telling Funto about my love-hate relationship with Xhaka, and you are very aware of this. You've been there through half my Xhaka hatred phases, love phases, hatred phases. But he's playing at a world-class level right now. If the season was to end today, he would be in the Premier League team of the year.
Definitely. I think it's just confidence. And like the thing that you can see with Arsenal players is that, first of all, they have confidence in their game and they have confidence in the style of play. Like that's something that has... And like obviously, you have to give credit to Arteta, because like in these bumps that they've had, he could have easily lost the dressing room with the thing that happened with Aubameyang, all these things. Like he could have lost the dressing room at different times during his stay, but he has kept it and he kept everybody on the same wavelength of what he wants to achieve at the club. And you can see it. Like it's ridiculous. It's annoying to see because like
it's beautiful, my boy.
Because
it's
you beautiful. Guys, there are no holes in your game right now. If they are holes, they are very minimal.
I think the holes we have are in terms of depth. Terrifying. I think it's just solely in terms of depth, because like anything happens to five and our season could end with that.
Yeah, well, please, before we stop talking about this game, I can't not talk about this though.
What?
India Royale.
Bro, obviously, before we touch up on Emerson, I just want to give Xhaka his flowers. He's been absolutely amazing this season. He's already beat his goal and assist returns this season of every single season he's had at Arsenal. And one thing you can say about him as well is he's a big game player, because he's got, I think, 16 goals in the Premier League, and 7 of his 16 goals have come against the Big Six. You know, I totally respect that. Martinelli, his praises. And then you look at who we brought off the bench as well, the likes of Tierney, Fabio Vieira, Nketiah, Tomiyasu. There's a semblance of depth in this squad, and I know a lot of people are going to say Arsenal lack depth, but the truth is any team who faces 3 or 4 injuries to their team, it would affect their depth roster, and that's exactly what happened with ESR and all those other things. But moving on to Emerson.
I'll big up Arteta for that, because like other managers have been playing Xhaka in the wrong position.
For sure.
And people always try to compare his Switzerland form to his Arsenal form, but against Switzerland, he's more involved, he's more advanced in the pitch, and that's the role he's playing for Arsenal now. Obviously, that's a big thanks to Zinchenko, because I don't think he would have played it as easily with Tierney.
Have you seen the fluidity in terms of that left-hand
that's
side?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Zinchenko, Martinelli, and Xhaka. Christian
is more of an overlapping fullback than someone to tuck in to this type of position. So I think Arteta, that's what I'm saying. Like Arteta, you can't really say much.
Well, one thing I'll give him praise for though is Arteta, through this whole process, he's identified the players he wants that would suit his system. Half the time we didn't agree with who he was signing. I didn't agree with the Odegaard signing. I didn't agree with the Ramsdale signing. I thought the Ben White signing was borderline stupid. I think Partey was the only signing I fully got behind. But my God, he's just everything just seems to be clicking right now. Seems to have found his team. Arsenal are much improved.
Jesus needs to get injured.
We don't wish people injured.
All your Gabriels need to get injured. Let them just.
You don't call him Jesus. You need to say it the right way. Come on. But yeah, switching to the Tottenham side of things. I've been saying it since. There's nothing royal about Emerson's talents, bro. He's terrible.
And I don't even feel bad for Conte one bit.
And I don't think it's a red card. I think it's a red card. I don't know why people are complaining.
It is, and it's not even, forget the fact whether people have a debate about it. Like, he shouldn't have put himself in a situation the referee make a decision. Like, Martinelli was closer to his box than he was to the halfway line.
But
what danger was he possibly posing to Tottenham at that point in time? Bro, just mind your business. Let him go back. Position. That's what a normal human being with sense would have done. And that's why I don't feel bad for Conte at all, because everybody has seen that this Real guy is not a normal human being.
Just, can you call him Patrice? I don't like calling him Real, because, you know.
Sorry, Emerson. and Paratici handed him a lifeline with Jed Spence. And the guy, Jed Spence, that was the first game he was on the bench for Tottenham.
I'm not surprised with that. When they bought him, Conte literally said, "Is a signing for the club." So he wasn't.
Well, you'll see now. You'll see that Emerson.
I don't think
he
was interested in Jed Spence. But I ain't talking about one person. Christian Romero. I think he's easily the most overrated centre back in the Premier League. Easily
overrated.
He's most overrated. Because every single time there seems to be this general consensus that he's a top five centre back in the Premier League, but I don't see it. I haven't been impressed with him.
Like, he's somebody that can put his team.
I don't think he's Spurs' best defender. I think Dier has been on a different level this season. I don't think he had the best game.
And definitely distribution wise, like, nobody comes close to Dier in that Tottenham
defense. Yes,
Perisic. And Longley is actually good on the ball.
Perisic didn't cause us as much problems as I thought.
He had a chance that I thought he would actually do better in, like, that time that he had that chance on his left foot.
Yeah,
I feel like in Inter he would do better on that, because Perisic is literally two footed. So I thought, I don't know.
He didn't cause us as much problems as I thought he would. He caused Tottenham more problems than I thought he would, because defensively they could not cope with Saka. I had been saying this about Spurs' midfield. None of Spurs' midfielders get into our team just because I think their midfielders are trash. Sorry to say. I don't rate any single one of them.
I like both of them, but the thing is that they're meant to be behind.
I think they are contained central. Players.
They're meant to be behind a cam. Those are what they play. Like, they can't be your only midfielders in a system. It won't work. Like, they're not creative at all. Fact. Like, they don't
basically
get their
head up. What happened with Spurs yesterday was, they were blown away, like they were suffocated when they tried to play out of the back, and they lost the ball every time they went long, so they didn't really have any option. Let's talk about Harry Kane as well. How many times is he going to ghost at the Emirates and get saved with a penalty? Seven of his 14 goals against Arsenal have been penalties. Seven. So before the game, I called Chidera. I was telling him how the one person I'm never worried about when it comes to a game at the Emirates is Son, because he's just never a factor against us at the end.
Guys, like, I used to feel bad when people called him a purple patch merchant.
No, he's... I used to argue with my brother that
he's a good player. He's a good player, but he's like, he does not have an effect on every game. He has an effect on like one in every five games.
I agree, 1,000%.
Richarlison,
I thought
have a very big effect. That's...
Richarlison, I thought, was going to be more... I thought it would be more difficult for us to handle him than Kulusevski, but we dealt really well with him. Even though he used to take on players, he could have scored. Great save from Ramsdale. But in general, I see some Tottenham fans saying on another day, they had 15. And the thing with Tottenham is they are so used to playing bad for the whole game and then just have 15 minutes where Kane, Son, Richarlison,
Kulusevski. That's not how you play football.
One of their brilliances would just give them, one of their collective brilliances would just give them the victory. That has happened one too many times. So
like,
I'm
that's not how you play football. Like, I understand playing that type of style of football in certain games, but you can't, like, this is how they play against Southampton and Bournemouth. Like, literally, in the Nottingham game, they had, what, 36% possession. How do you have 36% possession against a team?
That's what I'm saying. They're so used to, players like Son and Kane bailing them out after horrific performances time and time again. But that's not how to be a contender in the Premier League. And if you come against a team in the form that Arsenal are playing in currently right now, you're going to get smoked, and that's exactly what happened. One last question on Arsenal: do you see them as genuine title contenders, or are City just too good?
I think I do. I think I do. Obviously, this is a very big if. I just think that as long as at least two players or three of your starting players don't get injured, Jesus being one of them, you guys would finish in.
Because people actually tend to forget the game we lost to Spurs last season. They gave them one of the most controversial penalties I've seen in my life. Holding's red card, arguable. Okay, I lean towards the side that it was a red card, but he shouldn't have been starting in the first place. If not that Ben White was injured, Gabriel played with an injury in that game. Tavares was starting. Cedric was our starting right back. Elneny, 5 was out. Elneny had to start for him. So, you know, we didn't have our best team. Plus, the ref ruined the game, like they're saying he did with Emerson's red card yesterday. So just keep the same faith, man, because that one was a Conte masterclass, and this one is refereeing the game. I'm not in full support of that. But yeah, big dub for Arsenal, top of the table, 9 points clear of United. Could have gone 4 points clear of City, but just a 1 point gap as it stands right now. 4 points clear of Tottenham as well. It could be crucial in the race for Champions League football. I'm very excited. Let's move on to Potter's Chelsea.
Nine points, bro.
Potter's Chelsea against Crystal Palace. Edwards' finish was really nice. I love the Bamiyang's finish. The finish
from it was lovely. It was like that game just had lovely.
Yeah, games. I thought Thiago Silva should have been sent off.
I was so confused. I don't like you can't get away with stuff. That's something you get away in 2008 when there was no technology in football.
That was a double handball as well.
How? Like, and he was the last man. Because somebody was trying to say that, was it Chilwell or something, and him were on the same line. No, Chilwell was behind him. So he was the last man, and he slapped the ball with his hand.
But the news coming out about Chelsea potentially reaching a deal to sign Nkunku, I just feel like I stand on the same thing I said last time. Todd Boehly is the right man to take this team forward. I like what he's doing with Chelsea so far.
I don't know about that, man. Don't know. I feel like Chelsea are signing random footballers.
I don't think so.
I don't think that Toboli knows very much about football.
Because
if you think about what Chelsea needs right now, Nkunku is a lovely footballer. Yes,
I think it's more of a long-term thing for him. I think that's the number one reason he sacked Tuchel and went for Potter. I think he's at the start of his own process. He wants his own team, and Potter is his guy. And
I feel like he should allow Potter to buy the players, because this summer I feel like Toboli was breaking it. That's what I would say.
I think there was a fractured relationship between Tuchel and Boehly that affected their spending this summer and with the players they recruited. But going forward, Nkunku is the kind of player I would like to see under Graham Potter. Obviously, Cucurella is already there. I'd like to see what he does with Rich James. I'd like to see what he has in stock for Kai Havertz as well.
Where would he play? Where would Nkunku play?
I mean, I'd like to see what Graham Potter does with him.
It's just like, that's what I'm saying about random players. Because Graham Potter, he plays like, what, 3-4-3. So his front three would...
I think we might see him switch it up. I think he played a three because it was at Brighton. I think we might see him switch it up.
I hope so, because I feel like their priority is a right-sided winger.
I
Like
agree
they
on that
can't
one.
keep buying left-sided players and makeshift strikers.
Or
It just doesn't make
plain attacking midfielders on the right-hand side.
sense for me. But like obviously Nkunku is a good player and he will definitely help Chelsea. Like that's a good signing. I
For sure.
just I don't know. I
I think we're going
it's
to see
hit. It's also a
I think
bit
we're
of
going to
hit
see a
from
lot
my
of
side.
offloading from Chelsea over the
Yeah,
next couple of seasons, so we can actually get Potter's team. But
definitely.
also
They
Zaha.
let this guy free finally, man. But actually, they finally let
Finally,
that
Zaha going on Insta to say clout is an insane drug after getting locked up by Reece James is shameful. A shame.
what does he mean, clout? It's
Zaha,
facts, like
you're my biggest
it
loser of this week. I'm just letting you know right now. Right now, you're my biggest
literal
loser of
facts,
this
man.
week.
It's literally what does he mean, clout? Like he literally locked you
Bro,
up.
bro, disgusting, man. But yeah, a good win for Chelsea. I wasn't really, I didn't really, I wasn't really impressed with anything by them, bro. They got the 3 points, and Crystal Palace away is one of the most dangerous places to go in the Premier League. So all
No,
you
for
need to do is
real.
get your 3 points and run away. So
Do you see Olise's debut in midfield?
Is it Olise? Those guys are just Palace. Palace will be here for a while, or they will just become the new Leicester when teams are
Even
ready
it
to
will
put.
be. It will be as being for the season,
West Ham
so.
also finally won the, I think that was their first win of the season or their second win, one of the two of them.
Eugene Moyes finally had sense.
Scamacca, what a strike! What a
Have
hit!
you been seeing the goals he has been scoring in
What
Conference League?
a hit! What a hit! Now
Why is it
that
ridiculous
guy is a
that he
bags
thinks
man. I
that
don't know
Antonio
why.
is anywhere better than
I think Moyes
Scamacca?
just has a personal relationship with Antonio. He loves him so much.
This has
But
to be, man.
Scamacca up top. Jared Bowen finally scored this season. Happy for West Ham. Wolves lost another game, and Bruno Lage has been sacked. I remember
They
when,
sacked him.
yeah, they sacked him.
Oh no. Oh, when was that? Was that
It was
today?
today.
Yes,
I
sir.
remember when they had the general consensus that he was better than Arteta. Wow. Yes.
I feel bad for him, man, because he's actually a good coach. He's like, do you see the bad luck? Like, I think it just wasn't meant to be for him in Wolves.
He
This
started off
guy
well.
signed, this guy had. His preseason was going well because they were Jimenez was scoring goals left and right. So he was like, yeah, we
Yeah.
have a striker. Jimenez got injured at the beginning of the season. Then they signed Saša Kalajic. And that guy
Yeah.
tore his ACL. And now they have Costa that hasn't played in 2022. Like it
Yeah.
just wasn't meant to be
Because
like,
Costa
because
almost
did
had
you
an
see
assist yesterday as well.
they played very well, but it's also on him for letting Cody go on loan as well and
I
playing
think
Neves in
Cody
CB.
wanted to leave.
It's because he couldn't offer him like enough game time, and it's re like why Nathan Phillips, sorry, Nathan Collins is not better than Connor Cody, man. Like, and he plays a back three or back five.
Yeah,
Why
back
doesn't he
five.
need more center backs? He only has Kilman and Collins, and they sold Boly as well
He
this
also
summer. So
sold Dan Donker.
it doesn't make, I don't know, like that is on him. I can't even fully feel bad
Yeah,
right
speaking
now.
of Den Donker, let's talk about his new manager, Steven Gerrard. And I don't think I'm the first to say I've sold all my stocks. I am completely done with Steven Gerrard. He needs to go and do more homework.
Bricked it, man.
I'm just Aston Villa are just not pleasing to watch right now. They're probably the worst team in the Premier League to watch right now.
So confusing what that guy is trying to do with that team.
And it's not like
Sometimes
they
they are
don't have the
narrow,
not like they don't have the talent.
sometimes they are wide, sometimes they go two players up. It's so confusing.
It's not like they don't have the talent. They have a fully talented squad. He's just an unserious person.
I don't get that. I've given up. But like you said, I've sold all my stocks, and I
Yeah.
don't get what he's trying to achieve with those guys.
But I will
And
be
he has.
relieved.
I would like to say that he has the best mid-table team I've seen in recent history. Like, oh, Aston Villa's team should be doing
They
so
have a
much
really good
better.
team. I don't know if they have a better team than Newcastle,
I
but
don't think they like if you're talking individuals, I think they have a better squad than Newcastle because look at their strikers, their midfield, their defense.
But
Okay, this guy got
look at
injured.
Newcastle strikers midfield. That come on, Callum
No,
Wilson.
that's fair enough. That's fair enough. But both of them are good midfield.
Yeah.
But I'm
I'm saying
saying
I
that
agree
like
with
they should
you.
be doing much better than
I
what
agree
they
with
like.
you. I
Like
agree
this
with
guy
you.
has got Kamara, Diego Carlos, they have
To be
Coutinho,
fair,
Buendia,
Carlos is out for the
Bailey,
season.
Ollie Watkins. No, I'm just saying like for the I don't know. I feel like they made those signings to be at a different level this
Yeah,
season, and
I
it's
remember
just
when
not
people
good.
were saying Villa had a higher trajectory than Arsenal. So Smith-Rowe should leave Arsenal for Villa. I kept all the receipts. I kept all of them praying to God that one day we'll be good again. Speaking of being good again, Frank Lampard, best defensive record in the Premier League, longest unbeaten streak in a while, even though they've only won two of these six games.
No, but I like even from their first few games this season now, like I was saying, like they were playing well, they were onto something, and everyone knew that it was because they didn't have a striker, that they weren't really
They
making
still don't have a
chances.
striker.
No, yeah, Mopé is not really it, but
He's
they
not
have
he,
somebody that's
somebody's
recognized
like
as a
somebody that if
striker,
you play FIFA you'll see ST beside his name. But
because
yeah,
that guy, they should have won Liverpool. Like that was just shocking.
the biggest move for me, it will be to midfield.
Midfield. And
He's
getting
been
Onana.
absolutely amazing. Onana is a midfielder. Getting Idrissa Gana back, that midfield trio.
That midfield trio is. You know, they sold Alan to UAE.
They did?
Yeah, like last week or something.
Oh yeah, because I know you started the season with them.
That's ridiculous. Why
What
though?
happened to
I thought it
Doucouré?
was good. I think he's injured. He's just out of rotation right now. I think this
I
guy
really
prefers
like that
Onana.
midfield three. I like the midfield three of
Yeah.
Onana,
And then Gray and
and
Gordon on the
they,
wings.
yep, and Maupai up top. I like Patterson. They're young right back. I think
Yeah.
he's
He's
really good.
injured now, though. I
Yeah,
think
he
he's
is.
injured for like 4 weeks or
I like
something.
Connor Cody.
They're back. Their two CBs cost nothing. They got Cody on loan. They got Tarkowski for free.
Yeah, I like that partnership. Matilenko, oh, I don't know how to pronounce the fullback name.
Matt
Mikolenko.
Mikolenko.
Mikolenko. I like him. I think he was a really good replacement for Lucas Digne.
Yeah.
Haven't really seemed to miss Richarlison that much.
Yeah.
So
I think their style of play is just.
yeah, I
Like
think
the type
I
of
backed them to
player
have a
they
good
have
team.
now, yeah, I think top
Backed them
eight,
to have a f no
top nine, top
top
nine.
no I would say more like 11, 12.
Well, fair enough, fair enough. I was getting too excited because I'm happy
Yeah,
for you, Wobby.
there's see a question posed by Arsenal fans. Do you think Arsenal should take Iwobi back for LCM?
No, I don't think so.
You think we moved on to greater heights?
Not even that, it's just it'll be forced. Like, he's not what you guys need in a supporting midfielder. He's more attacking. You know, Xhaka can defend when he needs to,
To
and
be
stuff like
fair,
that. Like, you
yeah.
won't play Odegaard beside Partey in a two. So it's the same thing. I don't think it needs to
That's
happen.
fair. That's
Just
fair.
allow it to be
That's fair.
what it is.
And then Newcastle thrashed Fulham yesterday. All being said, they did have a red card in
That
the
tackle
first.
was dumb,
It's a
though. That was
stupid
dumb.
tackle. Yeah, stupid tackle. But they still thrashed Fulham.
What was
Almiron.
Emerson thinking? I'm so sorry we passed this, but what was he actually thinking?
Bro, you can't let it go.
I'm sorry.
Almiron could have had a hat
That's
trick as well. He really could have had a
just.
hat trick. He scored the
Nice.
third one, but it was
His first
offside.
goal was nice.
What a
His
goal!
first goal was really
What
nice.
a goal! Wilson scored as well, I think.
Yeah.
Almiron had a
Wilson is
brace.
like he's trying to tell that Isaac guy that yeah, you're expensive, but I'm it.
I can't remember who scored the last goal for them though.
Longstaff scored as well.
Longstaff, yeah. There was a good, I
No
think.
man, you wanted to buy that
I remember Ole was building something.
I
It's a
hate
good win.
Ole. I
It was a
still
good
hate
win for
Ole so
Liverpool,
much.
for Newcastle. You actually wouldn't have clocked that they had only won one game in the Premier League all
Yeah.
season. So,
I think
and
they drew six or
they
something.
were starting to get boos at the end of game. So this just settled their fans down. Convincing win. Could have been five, could have been six, because Matt Ritchie also had, sorry, Ryan Fraser also had a disallowed goal. So.
It's crazy that they still have these Jacob Murphy and
Facts. You know, I thought
Matt
that exact
Ritchie.
same
Like they
thing
still have these
yesterday.
players in their squad. It's
Yeah.
I
And
was
to me,
not expecting it.
it's also crazy that Joe Willock is still getting a start. I mean, I'm not saying he's not been good enough. I'm just saying he's been better than I expected, even though he had a good spell for Newcastle for them alone. So big up
Just as long
Newcastle
as
for this.
Guimarães and Joe Linton playing that their
Yeah.
midfield is just like
And then
it's crazy.
obviously, if you're listening so far, you've realized we've not spoken about one team. The red half of Liverpool, which is Liverpool. I don't know what to say, man. I respect Liverpool. I try my best to still give them the benefit of doubt, but big man thing, yeah, it's not looking good, bruv.
It's not looking good,
It's
man.
not. It's really not. Like,
I'm so happy I picked that game over the Chelsea game too.
Van Dijk, what's going on? What are you doing? Trent, Trent, Trent,
Oh my God,
Trent.
happened to Virgil? He's missing, man. Like
Oh
it's
my
like these
God.
shots, it's like these
No,
shots
you
him
weren't
and
loud
Trent.
enough. I don't think they heard you. Say it
Oh my God, what happened to Virgil? Oh,
again.
now since this guy dropped that song, he has indifference. He has indifference look, man.
Yeah, but Trent, bro. Trent. Trent. I love Trent. I always used to think anybody that said Reece James was better than Trent was on crack cocaine. But that's another guy. It's not looking good for him.
Was grabbing Trossard's shorts?
Club came out midweek to defend him and he just went and put out a 0 out of 10 performance. Like, bro.
Club was in the changing room. He said,
Salah.
can you see what you've done to me?
A conversation used to be had about Mohamed Salah because he's not been great either. I think Diaz has been their best player this season. And you saw when he came. Or Diaz or Firmino. I thought Firmino was washed.
No,
Stepped
Firmino
up.
was, I would say he was their best. No, Alisson was their best player than Firmino. Alisson
Stepped up.
made some ridiculous saves in that
Bro,
match.
he doesn't even have. His defense is not helping him at all.
Rudy could have scored. Brighton could have scored so many goals.
They
It's
and
ridiculous.
on top of that, they considered the left-footed hat-trick to Trossard. No, no disrespect to Trossard. I think he's a
No.
fantastic player. Liverpool have come to heights that we expect better from them in these situations.
Like everyone knows Brighton plays good football, but it's just like they didn't deserve to draw that game. That's what
Zerbi's
was
first
like.
game as well.
He played like he I who I saw somebody on Twitter that was saying that oh they're hiring somebody else without a portfolio or something like that. That guy literally was in Sassuolo. That
What's
guy
his
was in
name?
Sassuolo and then he went to Shakhtar.
He's one of
The
those top
guy played
spots.
Champions League. The guy literally played Champions League football and
He's
come
one
to
of those. He's one of
Brighton.
those top spots people who
And they
believe.
actually play out from the back, like with his small teams in those countries. He has been playing out of the back
Look, I'm
confidently,
telling you, he's
so
one of
obviously
those
he
top spots
fits.
pundits that said he would take Luis Diaz over Neymar. Don't be listening to them. They just be.
Those guys are
I think it
jokes.
was Alan Pardew that said that as well.
You
I
take
know.
Diaz over
Yeah, I think it
Neymar.
was Pardew that said it over. No,
That's
that's
why
Zerbi. He said Zerbi
he's
doesn't have
not.
any pedigree, managerial pedigree. But I think it's a fantastic appointment. I think you can still expect Brighton to play the fantastic football they're playing.
Exactly. And that's crazy because Brighton's owners are their own, like the way they make decisions is just
Yep.
because you know that he was the only manager they interviewed for that
Yeah,
position.
they did
So
their part. They did
they
their
already knew
homework.
what they wanted and they got
They
it. Like
did their homework.
that's
I
ridiculous.
expect Brighton to have an amazing season. As for Liverpool, where do you see this ending?
But I can't tell. I really can't tell
You
because
really can't because
I
then they
really
can have
can't
this
tell.
burst of quality and go on this 10-game
I don't
winning
see it
streak.
though. Like I just the thing, I'm really not seeing it
It's easy for you
happening.
not to see
If
it now.
it would happen, it would happen very close to the business ending of the season. Cause I
I
feel
hear
like Klopp
that.
has he has a lot of things to work out
I
right now.
hear
Cause
that.
even Nunes,
And
I
I think it's beyond missing Mane as well. I think there's just I think okay, so I watched an interview. Pep was like somebody Ferdinand asked Pep how many titles did you how do you keep the hunger going? And then Pep goes, how many titles did you win? Rio says six. and he asked how many players were there for all six of them. And Rio, you know, couldn't name a lot. And Pep, that was basically what Pep was saying, that you have to keep changing and changing. If not, the hunger for that level of success that you have reached would not be there again. And I think that's exactly what has gone wrong with Liverpool. While City sat there and kept changing, kept improving their squad, if they let go of good players and replaced them efficiently, Liverpool thought, oh, we have a winning core. Let's just keep them together. I'm not saying you should make 10 changes, but little by little, you should know which players are to be phased out. There's no reason why Milner should still be in Liverpool 2022. As far as I'm concerned, they should have done farewell for him after they won Premier League in 2020 and sent him off to Leeds where he can retire.
So he needs to be winning preseason like they test.
Jordan Henderson should be phased out of the Liverpool team and should have been phased out, should be getting phased out of the Liverpool team at the end of this season.
And the sad thing is that Henderson is going to be in Liverpool's starting lineup next season.
And yesterday they're chasing a goal. They have Jota and Darwin Núñez on the bench. Granted, Núñez hasn't had a great start to his life at Liverpool. And Klopp brings on Milner and Elliot.
And he brought on Milner for Tsimikas that was playing well. Like, Tsimikas was actually putting in good crosses, causing trouble on that side.
I just don't
because know. It was Solimach. Solimach was right midfielder for them. And the left midfielder for them was actually a left back, so he could defend. So it was like, it didn't make sense because Trent wasn't playing well.
I feel like he's entered a state of panic at this point. He's just like, oh, let me grasp at whatever straws I have left. And then
there's not really much he can do at this point.
And City next. Now,
the good time Liverpool, for you guys to play them. Sure.
They still have quality players.
Yeah,
I think we'll get the victory, but let's not act like it's a walkover.
I guess
the question I'm going to ask is: should they lose to Liverpool, to Arsenal and City? Do you think it's time for Klopp to go?
No, because you know it's fault. FSG guys might make him the scapegoat, but I think everybody would understand that this situation is not Klopp's fault, man.
I hear that.
Because Pep said, you need to get new players in.
Yeah.
Klopp hasn't been given the opportunity. He has gotten a few players, but they haven't been they've been replacements. Like, yeah, it's not a long term. Like Man City. Obviously, Man City, they're the poster boys for all of this, but it's like you could see every season, even when they were buying players that people thought were unnecessary. Like even Akanji now, they already had enough CVs, but they're still buying. They need competition. They need somebody that hasn't won enough trophies or any at all that's quality to come into a team that has been winning trophies and say, yeah, I want that. So the players that are already there know that, yeah, this hungry, talented guy is coming for my spots. Let me act up. Let me act according. And they would even be more accepting to be in a rotation because they've already tasted that success and they can be more happy to be like team players. It's not Klopp's fault. I feel bad for him, but this is fully on FSG.
The season they win Champions League, they go out and sign Adrian and Javier Elliott.
Like, what ambition does that show? Like, it just shows you that they think he's managing to get
them second place, get them in a title race with. I think it's completely beyond missing Mane. I just think the squad has gotten to a point where burnout have started to happen. Where City didn't let those burnouts happen, people would think, ah, you're crazy letting Jesus go, you're crazy letting Sterling go. They know what they're doing. So I personally don't think they should sign. You know how I feel about Klopp. Since 2015, I've been saying, oh, your Klopp is my favorite manager. Your Klopp is my favorite manager. I just wanted him to replace. I wanted Wenger to resign the day Klopp left Dortmund. I swear I'm not joking. But yeah, I feel so bad for him. But I think I back Liverpool to get out of this storm. I think we'll win them next week. I hope we win them next week. But I don't see them finishing out of the top four. I just don't see it happening.
That's fair enough. And to be fair, if Liverpool doesn't finish out of the top four, Man U probably finish out of the top four.
Quickly, before we leave, let's just touch on Syria. Which is actually one name I want to guy. The whole reason I wanted to touch Syria was just so I could talk about one person. You know who it is.
Vicha. Eh? Varatelia. Is he?
No.
Zambuangisa.
No, no, Liao. I love them. Liao.
Liao.
Oh my
God. That's not a cheap. What he did was not a cheap. He's a loop guy. You can't even do that.
Nah, guys, that's a floater. That's what you call it.
Floater, right? Nah, and that was in the last minute of the game. The way he was running, still the three points
for them. That finish was
nuts. But he still had that much energy in the 95th minute. That composure. And then he made their second goal as well. The guy
he's going to cost somebody Chelsea a lot was of going, money this summer.
Chelsea was going for him this summer, but they quoted a ridiculous amount.
That's what I'm telling you. Liao is going to cost somebody a lot of money this summer. And I'm excited.
The more seasons Madrid keep, I say Madrid, Milan keep him.
I'm excited and scared at the prospect of who he's going to cost a lot of money. Because if
he just not go to Man City,
come on now, stop. You're putting
thoughts in their head. It's because it's not impossible. Because it's not impossible.
You're putting thoughts in their head. But yeah,
he should just go to Madrid or something. He should not come to Prem.
I think there was also a heavyweight clash yesterday, Roma versus Inter. Roma ended up with the dub. Mourinho's Instagram story is the funniest thing you'd see.
What did he post? Did he think he was still with him?
He posted he was nervous about the Inter game, and then he now posted the video of him celebrating with some of his guys after the game. It was funny as hell. Even though Roma haven't been great this season, they've had some shocking losses. Absolutely shocking losses. We need to talk about Inter. They didn't look great yesterday. They haven't looked great all season.
This season, yeah.
Yeah, they sit eighth in the table. 12 points. Lost 4 games out of 8. It's just not looking good.
And Inter, they're kind of in, like, I don't want to compare it exactly, but Inter is in a Liverpool-ish situation where they have a lot of players that have been there for a lot. Their midfield, maybe only Çalhanoğlu is new, but Barella, Brozovic, they've been in that Inter team for so long.
To be fair, yeah. I don't know. It's not just...
Inzaghi, he needs...
Yeah, not the Inter of last season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, I don't know if Juve is playing today, but thankfully they are also trash.
Yeah, horrible. No, Allegri needs to be fine.
And God, I thank you for telling the Arsenal board that Faye doesn't know anything when he was shouting appoint Allegri. Thank you. Napoli top of the table. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but 77 from Napoli is a problem.
Vicha Varadskalia.
77 is a problem. He's a problem. And you know, they got him for a cut price as well because of the war in Ukraine.
They got him from the guy. I think he was even in second division in Ukraine. The scouting on that was ridiculous. The guy that replaced Koulibaly, that Kim Min-J guy. Yeah, scouting is serious.
I'm coming to love this Napoli team though. I'm actually coming.
When they lost Fabian Ruiz, Insigne, Mertens, I was like,
That's Koulibaly, a team that knows about phasing out players.
Exactly.
Phased out all the players that they felt like was part of their previous
and then they got, successful. They got generation. Simeone as well to back up to Osimhen. The recruitment.
I'm loving them. I think they'd go all the way. I really do think that.
I think they're top three this season. Though.
I've been impressed with Lazio as well.
Hmm.
Even though I don't know.
No, but this is what happened last season. We started well. We started well last season and then got like 3 injuries. When Milinkovic Savic, I hope he stays fit. When that guy gets injured, it just falls apart. And Sarri doesn't know what to do with damage.
They're doing very well this season. Inter Juve, not so much. Do you see Milan? And by Milan, I mean AC closing the gap and challenging for the title with Napoli again. Not necessarily.
I think it might be Milan. If they go back to back, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
But yeah, I think it'll be a Milan Napoli
Do you know
thing
why I
this
don't
season.
want? Do you know why I want Napoli to win? Because this
Why?
revisionism on Olivier Giroud is stinking my life up.
No, but he has been doing
Oh,
something in
please,
that.
Tutu Atkoto
No, no,
Atata,
no, no, no.
Atata.
He has been. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he was good at Arsenal. I'm not saying you guys shouldn't have sold him. He didn't play well for Arsenal. He missed sitters. We all know that. Like, Giroud didn't play well for Arsenal. But what I'm saying is what he's doing in Milan
I
is
can never,
unheard
I will
of.
never see. Call me biased. I will never forgive him and I will never acknowledge him. I'm sorry. I just won't do it. I won't do it. I just won't. If he likes, let him
I think
score. If he wins Golden Boot and every 30 goals in Serie A and every goal he scores is either bicycle kick or scorpion kick, I still would acknowledge it. I still would acknowledge it.
need to break his bones to prove his worth to
But yeah,
you.
Serie A is fun. Tune into Serie A, guys. Serie A is fun.
Like,
Hello.
even teams like Sassuolo, they've lost Scamacca, but they're still playing. Like, they won 2-0 today. Bologna, they've been playing well this season.
Wasn't
Like
Locatelli in
all these.
Sassuolo?
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah,
Like, they even
yeah. Yeah.
Raspadori went to Napoli.
Yeah.
They lost him as well, but they haven't missed a beat. Like,
Yeah. Serie A is fun.
that
Serie A
league
was, for
is,
those telling
yeah.
me last season, Serie A was fun. I didn't really pay attention, but like so far this season, Serie A is fun. And that team that is fun is PSG. 30
Ooh,
is 30 is going
ooh,
off. 30 is good
ooh,
enough. Messi is going off.
ooh.
That free kick
And
yesterday.
Neymar is on
Now,
smoke. Like, beginning of this season, preseason, before one of their preseason games, the guy was laughing and he was like, that everything is going to go in this season. That's what he told the reporter.
it's
And
World Cup, man.
from the beginning of this season,
World
he has been
Cup
on
always
smoke. That's
has
all I
South
can say.
Americans hyped. And they have them hyped, bro. Yeah, man. But I think that's all for club football. Quickly, just one prediction before we go, because I don't know when next we'll have you on the show. Who's winning World Cup?
Brazil. I would say Brazil. I just have to go with them.
That's a fair pick.
They have the best squad. I
That's a
don't know
fair
who their
pick.
manager is, to be
It's
honest, but
Teach. I mean,
yeah.
TJ. I mean, yeah, but.
Either Brazil or Argentina. South America is winning this. But I'll go with Brazil. What are you saying?
My pick? It's
I
coming.
knew it to
No.
be
It's
controversial. I know.
coming.
Guys, they're
Football's
England.
coming. No.
I can
It's
bet on all.
coming. No.
Guys, I
It's
don't. What can
coming.
I bet
No.
on? What
It's
can I bet on?
coming.
Like,
Football's coming. No. I'm
I
telling
can
you.
bet on my first working salary that
Look,
England is not winning World
trust
Cup.
me,
You know.
I'm less confident than you, right? But I just believe one of these days Southgate will go to church and God will bless
Bro,
him and let him know that
Southgate
he
knows
should switch from a
nothing.
back three to a back four, have Saka on the right wing, Sterling on the left, and then
Southgate knows nothing about football, bro. It's like Man U fans hoping that Ole would have had sense at some point. That's exactly what it is. And if he ever switches to a back for England, I don't want to use expletives on this show. But because he's going to play Maguire, we know
No,
that
no, 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 no.
Maguire is going to play.
For me, England, if they are to stand a chance of winning the World Cup, it has to be a back four of a back
Tomori
four
Stones.
of Tomori, Stones, White, or one of the three of White, Tomori, and Stones. Right back should be Reece James, left back either Shaw or Chilwell. I don't mind Shaw playing for England because he actually does well for them,
Yeah,
as
he plays
opposed to
well.
Maguire, where they are
No, but even
blinded.
if he's playing a back five, a Ben White, Tomori, Stones back three, it's not bad.
But
It's not
I think a
bad
back
at
four would be
all.
better because then the midfield, I'm not sure about that Rice Bellingham pivot. Did well against Germany. I need to see more of it. I think I don't know, but I just think you have to have Bellingham and Rice playing.
Yeah, I think
So
that's the best balance, to be honest.
I'll go with the Bellingham Rice pivot. I'll have Foden or
Yeah.
Grealish in cam, Saka on the right, Sterling on the left, and Kane up top. That's not so hard,
But
Southgate.
even Maddison can play cam. It's ridiculous
Madison
how overlooked he has been
or Mount. Mount performs for this guy. No, actually,
in
no.
England.
I cannot
No, not
perform. I cannot
Mount.
forgive Mount
I
for that
can't
Euro
play Mount.
2020 final performance.
I can't forgive him.
And then Sterling and Saka
Sterling
on
Saka will
the
be
wings.
released. They are
That's
going to
all you
cause
need.
havoc. Actually, no, I don't want Saka
But
starting. I
that's
hope
not going to
Southgate doesn't
happen.
carry Saka for World Cup. I hope
That's
he
not
doesn't.
happening. It's
I
Sancho that's not
hope
going for World Cup.
he's. I
Sancho
don't
is not going
want,
for World
bro. I
Cup.
don't want. I don't want any Arsenal player to go for World Cup. I just want them to sit at
Your
home.
whole 11, is going for World Cup, guys. Literally. Okay,
Don't
maybe
want.
Martinelli might even go for World Cup, guys.
He
The
doesn't
best
want
thing
to.
is that he
I
won't
want.
play for
Okay,
Brazil.
if they go, they should just sit down on bench. None of them should play.
Because Jesus will start, Saka will start, Xhaka will
Bro.
start, Partey will start, Gabriel will start.
This is so sad. Saliba.
Tierney, this because Scotland is in World. I don't know.
I'm not sure. If they are,
I don't know.
he's starting Saliba as well. Please.
Saliba.
It's not
I
looking
said.
good.
Left Pickford not recover in time. Ramsdale is going to World Cup too.
Bro.
Fracture his right
Bro.
hand,
Oh, bro.
man. He
Tis
has to come
well.
back with like six injuries.
God forbid. But yeah, man, we've come to the end of another episode of the Highline Podcast. Thank you for showing bravery and coming on this show, Uduak. You've earned my respect
Not
for
easy. It
life.
wasn't easy.
For
It
life,
wasn't easy,
man.
bro.
If you know Jachi, you need to speak to him. He's not as brave as you are. I asked him to come on the podcast. He said I should tell Ben Wise to come on. Well, yeah, man, thank you for coming
Dirty has been going through it since
Thanks for
week
coming
two.
on such a short notice. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Highline Podcast. Check us out on all podcast streaming platforms, Instagram, Twitter. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Arsenal is winning Premier League and to listen to the Highline Podcast. We'll see you in the next episode. Have a lovely day. Goodbye.